day that will close so fast upon us, even though it's been conjured before, carried by Morpheus to the eager Mycenaeans, and in powerful Chichen Itza by a priest seeking status with the court to sacrifice its own. Or even this very evening, by a lovely woman who dreams not only of these puzzlements, but of her grandchildren's future days. And who is to say what makes this so? That this dream of the sun's eternal return came first to some seer, straining for answers, piling rocks, skin knuckles bleeding, searching the dying light for clues? And did he tell the others of his attempts, or did he keep them to himself? The way you keep your dreams in the longest night quiet, reluctant to tell even those you love. For you know the next day will come, the sun will stretch just a bit, the way you stretch at the window, still warm with sleep and your first sip of coffee, to live a silent moment with the low orange pearl dawn.